Winnie, thanks for joining us. Ahead of another busy weekend coming up. We'll talk more about Dundee back-to-back coming up very shortly. Let's look back at last weekend. You travelled up to Belfast. You suffered a very, very narrow loss, only by the odd goal.
Yeah, no, I think obviously it was a shame because we just got off to a slow start. The first period, you know, we just weren't there. We didn't play with the energy that we normally have been playing with over the last few games. You know, you can't really use it as an excuse because, yeah, you do travel. You are up early that morning. Obviously, you've got a flight over to Belfast and you get there and you've got to try and turn around quickly to get ready for the game. But you know, every team that goes to Belfast has to do that, and likewise when Belfast play away from home, they've got to do that as well. So you can't, like I said, you can't use it as an excuse. But unfortunately, you know, the first period, I think it was 4-2 at the end of the first period, so we had a little bit of a hole. We went 2-0 down straight away, and we managed to get it back to 2-2, and then it was 4-2. And you know, when you're chasing a game like that, especially against a quality side as well, Belfast, a quality team. But no, you know, the second and third period, we started to play our hockey game and used our speed and, you know, getting pucks in behind them, and unfortunately it was just a little bit left too late. We took two penalties at the end of the third period, and then, you know, you're looking for that odd man advantage, and unfortunately we're 5-4 in the last 2 minutes of the game, and we did pull our goalie to make it a 5-on-5 situation, but you know, 5-on-5, it's a big ask. But it was just a little bit too late. But like I said, you know, Belfast's a good team, and to come away from a 5-4 loss is certainly, there's no shame in that.
No, absolutely. And Belfast are going to be up there at the end, obviously, aren't they, challenging?
Yeah, so absolutely, every year. You know, Belfast was second last year. They're a top team. They've won trophies in that league, and they're a big organisation with a good squad, good players, very good team.
It's important that you bounce back as well, which you did on Sunday, Paul. Terrific performance against Manchester. 4-0 up, 5-0 up. Then, to their credit, they came back at the end, didn't they?
Yeah, well, I think that's the thing in any league, but more so this league. I mean, there's some quality players, and you know, we managed to get off to a good start, like you said, and maybe not lucky goals, I would call them, but we certainly had the puck bouncing in our favour on Sunday, which from time to time it bounces against you and it bounces for you, but we seem to get the rub of the green on Sunday here. Like I said, a couple of quick early goals, and then we kind of got settled into that game quickly, and when you score first, it always seems to ease the pressure a little bit, and then you can play a little bit more freely. But I think with that game on Sunday, we got ourselves into a position, and then, like I said, a couple of quality chances by Manchester. They got the pucks of the net, a couple of rebound goals that we didn't pick up on. You know, I thought we were maybe a little bit soft in that area, as actually taking the bodies away from the puck, left guys open. But before you know it, there's one goal, two goals, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're back in the game, and then they start to come really hard, and it's back to the wall again. But we managed to see the game out. I think what was important is, I think when they scored the third goal, we came back and scored a goal straight after, which was huge. You know, so then the momentum comes back in your favour, and you've got that two goal cushion again. So yeah, but no, credit to the guys. Like I said, you know, we're working hard every day. We're working hard, and we're still finding our feet. And it's a tough league. There's good teams, good players in this league right the way through. You know, not just the big teams, the teams that's been in this league a long time as well. But like I say, we've just got to keep on coming into work every day and going over our systems and how we want to play. And you know, credit to the guys, they're working really hard. And I think, you know, that even the Belfast game there, it would have been quite easy just to give up and say, okay, you know, we're away from home, nothing's expected. But we do, you know, they keep on pushing. They keep on pushing, and within this group, that's what that's the biggest aspect of this group. They want to go, and like I said, we've got a young group that will keep on going until that final whistle.
You made a signing, but you signed Rasmus recently, didn't you, last week?
Yeah, we
he
did,
made
yeah.
his debut on Friday and Sunday.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the biggest thing is, and what people maybe have to get used to, fans, is this league's totally different from the EPL where we've been. It's evident you have to have a squad in this league. Like I said, we've been going now, what, 7 or 8 weeks, and we've never played with a full roster yet. And I think, like I said, it's about having numbers, and the reason why we brought it was just to cover ourselves defensively. We know that there's injuries coming, and Rasmus was available. We had a good resume, so we thought at the time, you know, let's add him to the squad. And it's also healthy competition as well. You know, it keeps people on their toes. And like I said, this is totally different from where we've been over the last few years, where, you know, there maybe wasn't that sense sense of urgency from guys playing every night, because obviously you don't have the numbers, didn't have the British players, whereas this is totally different. It's a healthy environment, and all we're trying to do here is just build a squad. And like I said, it's frustrating, because on paper we do have a big squad, but unfortunately we're still three guys out at the minute. So that's another, you know, that's another reason why we are adding and making the squad bigger, because like I said, I think there's going to be injuries every weekend of the season, just the volume of games and the speed and the physicality of how it's played.
And congratulations on reaching the cup. You got there to the quarterfinal. I mean, it's a good achievement, first year in the elite league.
Yeah,
you're getting to a cup quarterfinal.
No, excellent. Like I said, you know, I don't think anybody expected that. And certainly we go into the season, and you know, with the unknown, really, and then the next thing you know, you are in the quarterfinals, and we've had some good results. We've had some close results, games that we've lost. Also, we've been right there. On another day, you might have had more points at that point. But like I said, it's good early signs. But you know, this group, like I say, they're young. They want to come in every day and they want to get better, and they're working hard.
And just finally then, just looking ahead to the weekend then, Paul, it's a double header. Long trip to Dundee on Saturday, but then obviously Dundee have to make the trip back.
Like I said, I mean, you know, you can't keep using excuses about travel days and different stuff, because it is what it is. And you know, the teams in this league have been doing it for years and years, and I think we just have to adapt. You know, it shows that we can do it. We went up to Fife after a 9-hour bus ride and managed to come away with the 2 points there. Dundee's a team we haven't seen this year, so we'll be watching some video later in the week and just seeing what their setup is and different stuff. And like I said, we approach every game the same way, and we worry about ourselves and what we can bring to the game as well. And I think we just have to keep on with that in mind.